Shout it loud, hallelujah. If you believe that tonight, your problem shall become your promotion. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes. You talk to the Lord yourself. What you want the Lord to do here for you tonight. Amen. What is the name of this night? We're coming to battle one thing. Not many things. You understand very soon. Take your pamphlet, please, if you have it with you. The God who led his people through the parted sea and from Egyptian bondage set his children free, who rained down bread from heaven all the pilgrim way, is the God to whom I pray. Just the same today, as when he led his people through the sea, his trustful child I'll be, for in his word I see that the God who doeth wonders is just the same today. We're going to sing that song loud and clear with faith in our hearts. The God who led his people through the path, I say. The God who led his people through the path that sea, and from Egyptian bondage set his children free, who raised and brought from heaven all that pilgrim way, is a God to whom I pray. Just the same today, as when he led his people through the sea. His trustful child I'll be, for in his word I see that God who doeth wonders is just the same today. The God who clothed the lily in his robe of snow, who in the barren desert make his rivers flow, the God who leads the sinner from the miry cliff, is a God to say it loud and clear, just the same today, as when he led his people through the sea. His trustful child I'll be, for in his word I see that God who doeth wonders is just the same today. If you believe that, shout amen. Now the night of solution has started, and solution anointing is already moving in the midst. There are seven songs you must sing to praise the Lord yourself. The seven songs are on the pamphlet. I want you to sing from your heart. Sing with faith in your heart. Know that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And so don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. As these songs of praises are going on, the miracle power of God will begin to break forth from person to person. I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. And you're serving, I'm serving a God of miracles. Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes. I have a Father who will never ever fail me. I have a Father who will never ever fail me. Jesus is my Father who will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never. Sing it loud and clear. I have a Father. Have a God who never fails. Have a God who never fails. Never fails. never fail for us. Abba God, Abba God. Abba God, who never fail, who never fail, who never fail for us. Amen. Jesus never fail. Amen. Jesus never fail. Oh yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus never fail. The wall of Jericho falls down flat. The wall of Jericho falls down flat. When Jesus of God, yes, he must fall down here to the house of Jericho. That was of Jericho. That was of Jericho. That was of Jericho. He's able, our miracle. He's able to deliver and to save us. Oh, hallelujah! That living is able to deliver those who trust in Him. He is able. Masopondaya boko sendaya boshendera bokante. Ribosopala kaya boshendera bosanda. To deliver and to save his people. Hallelujah, abundantly. He's able to deliver. One more time, he's able. Hallelujah, he's able to deliver and to save his name. Hallelujah, Abba, thankfully able, is able to deliver those who trust Him. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given His victory again. And again, the Lion of Judah has broken. He has given me the victory. He has given me the victory again. Sing it again. The Lion of Judah has broken. He has given me the victory. Our Lord of Judah has broken the yoke. He has given me the victory. Now look for a friend and point to your friend. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Where is it? Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah. let go, let go, arise. Personal, personal, let God arise, and my enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and my enemies be scattered. My let go, let go, arise. Shout hallelujah. Bring out your single prayer request now. Hold it in your hand and hold your pamphlet in the other. Once you've done that, remain standing, beloved. Your prayer request in one hand, the one in which you want the Lord to do something about here tonight. And then your paper, this paper you just finished using in your hand. We're going to make our confessions. Are you ready? Jeremiah 17:18. Let's go. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Read it again loud and clear. Let be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them. Read it the third time. A loud amen. Psalm 138 verse 8, let's go. The Lord will perfect that which concerning me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy. Read it again. The Lord will perfect that which concerning me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy hand. Read it again. The Lord. Amen. Now read this after me as you hold your prayer request. I stand on the rock of ages. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I decree loud and clear that every enemy that comes against me shall flee from before my face. I declare that by the power that parted the Red Sea and by the power that destroyed Goliath, that every power behind my problems shall be buried tonight, shall be buried tonight, shall be buried tonight, shall be buried tonight. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise in your power and pursue all my stubborn pursuers. In the name of Jesus, every power that does not want to let me go, today is your expiry date. Loose your hold upon my life. In the name of Jesus, loose your hold upon my life. In the name of Jesus, loose your hold upon my life. In the name of Jesus, every device of the crafty against my destiny be shattered to pieces. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I decree and proclaim complete victory for my life today. In the name of Jesus. A louder amen. Now, with that, your prayer letter in your hand. You can sit down now if you want. You can stand. You can kneel down if you like. Just very quickly pray this 14 prayers while you are holding that prayer in your hand. That is on your paper. Just go on. Make it specific to the prayer in your hand. Sente kala kaya bushendera bokontia. Ribosopola Kaya Bushinda. Maria Pasente in the Kaya Bushinda. In Jesus' name we pray. A loud amen. A louder amen. A miracle receiving amen. All eyes closed. You may not realize the power of what you've done just now, but it contains bulldozing power from heaven to bring forth mighty uncommon breakthroughs. The Lord said there are people here tonight who have been crying and crying and crying about particular situations. I have an information for you from heaven that all those tears have been converted to testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, say, behold. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Have your seat and learn this song thoroughly, because that song is our first prayer point when we start praying now. Our first prayer point is this song I'm going to teach you, so you better learn it and know it now. When it is time for us to sing that song, I want you to sing it with mad violence. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to jump, jump. Because you are making a very powerful confession. Say a loud amen. Amen. Say a Jericho destroying amen. Amen. Say a testimony amen. Amen. I'm going to try to teach you line by line. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Can you say that? Sing it again. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Okay, you can start off yourself now. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. Behold, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for? Is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything? Anything too hard for me? Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Behold, behold. Hallelujah. Let's have a seat. That was our first prayer point. We are coming back to it later. If you open your Bible to the book of Joshua, tonight's short message is called Kill Your Giant. Can you shout that loud and clear? Turn to three persons and shout it at them loud and clear. And that's what we're here to do tonight. To kill the giant that is harassing God's people. There are several giant killers in the Bible, but the three major ones is one brother we call Brother Caleb. In Joshua chapter 15, verse 14, that is the first giant killer. And I see somebody here tonight. Every giant roaming around in the garden of your destiny shall be buried alive. Let your amen roar like thunder. Joshua 15:14. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Caleb was that man who refused to grow old. He was the man, even at his old age, he demanded, "Give me this mountain." Out of the 12 spies who were sent to go and spy the land of promise, he was one of the courageous ones. He dealt with the giants that were occupying his inheritance. Now, everything you see in the Old Testament is just a picture of the New Testament, if you're able to interpret it well. The fact that God has given you a land of promise does not mean you just possess it automatically. The giants there have to be dealt with. There are terrible giants standing in the destiny of so many people, harassing their lives and claiming that they have won. Tonight, those giants shall die. Let your amen roar like thunder. Some of the prayers we're going to pray here tonight, they are what you can call dangerous prayers. So if you are afraid, maybe it's better to keep quiet. Because the prayer can strike at anywhere, at any time. The bottom line is this. The Bible says, "Say ye to the wicked, he shall be ill with him." That's what the Bible says. So the Bible has no good message for the wicked. The second giant killer we find in the Bible is the man called David. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, he dealt with Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17, the third man who dealt with giants in scripture was a man called Abishai. Abishai is in 2 Samuel 21:16. I want to ask you a question here tonight. How many of you are ready to bury the giants harassing your life? Then say this loud and clear, "I bury every giant harassing the garden of my destiny tonight in the name of Jesus." Say it again loud and clear. Amen. Just as there were giants in those days confronting the Israelites, likewise, there are giants standing before Christians today, and the purpose of a solution night like this is to specifically deal with them. So take a radical decision as you are sitting down here tonight. Decide that it is the giant that will give way, and decide that you will lay hold on God and get a testimony out of this service. The Bible says, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." If you look at that closely, you can interpret it as follows too. That what you refuse to permit on earth, heaven will refuse to permit it. That's what Matthew 18:18 is saying. If you declare tonight, I say, "Concerning this situation, I declare to the enemy that enough is enough." Do you know that the heavens will make the same declaration? I say, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." So if you declare to the enemy tonight that enough, I've had enough of this, it's enough, heavens will make exactly the same declaration which you have made. When Jacob was sleeping on that rock and he saw the visions, the one here, surely the Lord is in this place. The Bible says he saw angels ascending and descending. They were ascending first, then descending. Meaning that the initiative for the angels to come and work for you starts from you. They are sent. God has all powers. Witches are not stronger than God. Demons are not stronger than God. Wizards are not stronger than God. They have their own powers, no doubt. We do not contest that. For their powers are far, 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 far less than the power of our God. The witch that will destroy an anointed child of God has not yet been born or created. So today's prayer meeting is for those who are fed up with one particular situation and they want something to happen. And that's why we're here tonight. The Lord sent Saul to go and destroy the Amalekites. Destroy everything, everything. Men, women, children, everything. Destroy everything. Don't spare anything. He made a mistake. He spared. And there was trouble. The enemy you did not deal with thoroughly has the capacity of coming back again to fight. In warfare, soldiers are not taught to shoot people's legs. No. Because the man you shot his legs could grab a gun and still finish you off. So just like Jabez in the Bible, you must declare that enough is enough. Before Jabez could declare that enough was enough, he must have read in his Bible that there was a time God gave food, angel food without bakery. There was a time God gave water without a well. The first electric supplier is the Almighty. He supplied light without electricity. You must have read the story of the widow of Zarephath. You must have read how the children of Israel crossed Jordan without a bridge. So he said, enough is enough. Oh Lord, you must do something to enlarge my coast. Another man that declared that enough was Jacob. He declared and wrestled with God and got results. What then is the key to killing giants? The key is aggressive prayer in faith. Aggressive prayer in faith. That brings the giant to his feet. We had a strange situation a while ago. This woman conceived first pregnancy, they were twins. They were born, they died. She conceived again. Twins. They were born, they died. Within hours, she had a third conception again. Again, twins. They were born, they died. That's why somebody brought her here. And the prayer she prayed was to deal with the particular giant that was responsible for this. The night she was praying the prayer, she began to hear movement in her ceiling. Serious movement in her ceiling. Well, what could she do? She started throwing stones. But the more she threw stones, the more the agitation on the roof. So she went and called somebody in the boys' quarter. Something is in this roof. The man said, we have to break it open. There is no way we can get there. He said, break it. As they broke that ceiling open, a mother rat fell on the floor. Another mother rat fell on the floor. Then plenty of rat children fell on the floor. Some of them too blind to see. They started clearing them. They destroyed all of them. Burned them to ashes. Anointed them. By the next morning, she came from a polygamous home with about six wives. Two wives did not wake up. That lady has just had a baby girl now. Every giant behind any situation that is making you to cry shall be dealt with tonight. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen roar like thunder. Key aggressive prayer in faith. And when you are praying, two major ingredients have to be in that prayer before you can kill the giant permanently. The first ingredient in your prayer is what you call warfare. The second ingredient of that prayer is what you call travail. Travail. The warfare, travail. The warfare and the travail. Those are the two components that must be in that your aggressive prayer of faith. Warfare is addressed to Satan and the enemy, not God. Warfare is going into action. Warfare is rising up in the name of Jesus to fight. But travail is different. Travail is a cry before God. Travail is addressed to the Lord himself. Travail comes from our innermost being. That's your first ingredient of spiritual warfare. That's why it's sometimes very aggressive, that one. Because warfare is always aggressive. Jesus practiced it at the tomb of Lazarus. When he got to the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible says, lifted up his eyes and thanked God. He said, Father, I thank you that you hear me always. He spoke in that gentle voice to his father. He said, let these people know that I'm the resurrection and the life. Talk to his father gently. All of a sudden, the Jesus that spoke gently now, by the time we turn to the tombs, he had become aggressive. The Bible said he raised up his voice. Now he wants to do warfare. He wants Lazarus to be released by the spirit of death and hell. Lazarus, come forth. And he was specific. Lazarus. Because if he had declared that day, come forth, every dead person in that place would have risen up. But Lazarus. So you see the travail and the warfare. The worship you worship is part of the warfare. When you worship God, you replace Lucifer, you make Lucifer very jealous. Because Lucifer was a worshiping angel before he became the devil. In that spiritual warfare, you must recognize your enemy. You must focus on the spirit behind the problem. Many times we are fighting fellow human beings instead of fighting the spirit behind the problem. In the warfare, you must know your weapons. You must know the spiritual weapons God has given you to fight. You must learn how to bind and loose. You must learn how to pull down the strongholds. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity all thoughts to the obedience of Christ. All these, they are part of warfare. Now in warfare, you take one target at a time. The problem is sometimes we gather so many targets together, we're trying to fire. This is the purpose of tonight. Take one target at a time. The word of God is the gun. The name of Jesus is the bullet. That is what we call practical spiritual warfare. The principle of bombarding the enemy position until that enemy is weak. On the point in your hand now, you are bombarded with 14 prayers. We're still coming back to bombarding with more prayers. Only it bends or breaks. And thereafter, we're going to collect those papers away from you and prophetically deal with them. So you must understand the warfare. You must understand travail, a burden in your heart. Bringing the burden to Jesus and telling the Lord that you want a change. So tonight, as many people as are here, and you want victory over the giants, get yourself prepared and ready now. Bow down your heads where you are. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by raising up your right hand where you are, so that you too can be a candidate of blessings here tonight. Raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Don't go home. Just gather here at the front so that we can pray more with you. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Hold that your prayer letter in your right hand. Don't drop it again. Just hold it in your right hand. Because that's your point of contact. After the order of Ezekiah. All eyes closed. Right now, some problem demolishing and giant killing prayers will start. As we start praying, listen to the words I'm going to say here tonight. Problems that came as a result of an evil tree growing in the body shall vanish instantly. As we start praying, problem that came because part of somebody's ear was cut off, whether it's physically or spiritually, all of a sudden as you are praying, the hand of God will come upon you. It is possible that you will not be able to stand on your feet when the power comes upon you. It's possible that you may even sleep off. But in that sleep, there will be a surgeon from heaven by your side. Problem that came on some people. Because your own father slept with you. That problem will be resolved instantly. Problem that came on some people. Because of the effect of very evil dedication. You were dedicated to a power you don't know. And this power has been harassing your life. As we start praying, anything can happen to you. Don't worry, just keep praying. Problems that are here tonight, as a result of the fact that somebody's brain has been exchanged, all of a sudden you start feeling heat on your head, and your correct brain shall come back to position. Problem that came into people's life because of some careless, casual sex they had somewhere, where they are from one body with strange men or strange women. All of a sudden, you feel that something is separating from your body, and that problem shall vanish. As you pray these prayers, problem that came because an envious enemy puts a mark on you, a mark of hatred, or an anti-marriage mark. All of a sudden, you feel the wind of the Holy Ghost blowing upon you, and that giant in charge of it shall die. Problem that came because of poison in the body. All of a sudden, you begin to vomit out the poison, and you will be made completely whole. Now, another thing will now begin to happen as you start praying now. All these things will begin to happen. Immediately, we'll start our first prayers now. Those problems that took their origin from inherited warfare, they were battles your parents fought. Now you are fighting the same battle. All of a sudden, the Lord will blow a whistle, and that warfare will cease completely. As you pray, as you continue praying here, problem that came as a result of polygamous witchcraft, all of a sudden, those under that kind of bondage will be released one by one. Problem that came because of a medical doctor or clinical mistake, the Lord, the Creator, and the Lord of all flesh shall now reconstruct and repair your body. Problem that is in the person's life because an arrow of wastage has been fired against you. Wasting your money, wasting your time, wasting good things you are doing. All of a sudden, you find that arrows are leaving your body, and they go back to the sender. As you pray these prayers here today, there are those who have been ordained unto death. The arrows of death shall go back to where it is coming from. Problems that originated from witchcraft attacks and from familiar spirits, all of them will receive immediate solution. Those who are suffering because their destinies have been diverted or manipulated, and those who are suffering because their curses, they're laboring under curses. As we begin to pray these giant killing prayers, the curses shall be broken completely. Something is happening in that place already. That's right. As this person over there, it's as if you are in a deep, deep well. But all of a sudden, we have not even started praying. I see an angel of the Lord bringing you out of that well completely. Your stepmother has said you'll never come out. But now you're already out. Problems that came because of charms and enchantment. They were using charms against you. They were using fetish powers against you. Those problems will receive instant solution. The problem of foundational strong man. As a strong man in your family, destroying everybody, making sure nobody prospers. That problem will be resolved instantly by the power of God. The problem that came as a result of dream attacks. These attacks come in the dream and it manifests physically. The owners of the evil load shall gather, and they shall carry their evil load. Problem originating from unfriendly friends and from blood pollution, from placenta bondage, from the spirit of marriage destruction. All of a sudden, all these problems will vanish completely. Those troubles that you cannot share with anybody, you have hidden in your heart. The Lord has read the laboratory of your heart, and you will not go home the way you came here. The first prayer is the song I taught you just now. I want you to sing it with holy madness. Sing it with violence. It is a powerful confession, saying that, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? When you are reminding God of his promise, things begin to happen. Because it says, with God, all things are possible. So with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Within the next few minutes, sing this song with holy madness. If you want to dance, dance. Want to jump, jump. But make sure nobody's voice overshadows your voice, because there is power in that song. Are you ready now? Keep your prayer letters well, because I want you to clap your hands. You can pick it up again later. I want you to clap your hands and sing with faith and dance with it. Behold, I'm the Lord of the God of God. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for? Is there anything, anything, anything too hard for me? Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Behold, behold, yes. 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 Behold me. Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. Yes, is there anything? Is there anything, anything, anything? Is there anything, anything, anything? Behold, behold. Open your mouth and sing. Hallelujah. Is there anything, anything, anything?
Behold,
is a anything, anything, anything to have. Is there anything you want? Shout hallelujah! Take up your prayer letter now in your right hand. Things are happening already. Say, Goliath! Behind this problem, your time is up. Death! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Masapola kayabo shendera bokopola bakayaba. Aha, 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 aha. Makatendaraba. Open your mouth and declare it. Go lie behind this problem. In the name of Jesus, the power of God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes, I told you what will happen. I told you what will happen. That's right. Aha. Say, oh God, alas, concerning this problem, and let my story change in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, aha, 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 aha. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening here tonight. Oh yes, there are many people here tonight whose testimony can no longer wait. Something is happening over there. It's as a whole personality walking out of somebody. That's right. That's right. Say, every agenda of darkness. Can you shout this loud and clear? Regarding this problem. In the name of Jesus. Kill the agenda of darkness. Basopola kaya boshende rabokonta. Dana raboko sopola kaya boshente raba. Makapola bosopola kaya boshente raba. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. In Jesus' name we pray. The next three prayers, immediately we begin to pray them. If there is anyone here and your problem is due to witchcraft attack, don't worry, anything will happen to you. Whatever they planted in your body will jump out and go back to the senders. Aha. Say this loud and clear. Strong man! Behind this problem! Your time is up. There. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. The power of God in the name of Jesus. Aha. Don't negotiate. Today is not a day to negotiate. Makapola kasente yaboshente. Aha, aha, aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Declare this loud and clear. This problem, you are not my load. Oh, nós ao vivo, não! Carinha, Lord! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. That's right. They must carry their load by the power and the blood of Jesus. Masopola kaya boshendera bokopola baraba. Aha, aha, aha. Something must happen in your life tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. As a sister here, the covenant of witchcraft, where they have decided that you will not marry, within the next 24 hours, everyone in that coven shall die. That's right. And you shall come back here with testimonies. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So every problem mocking God in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Masopola kaya bo shente rabo koraba. Let the power of God begin to move from person to person, from person to person now. In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. Aha, aha, aha! What a wonderful night to be here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Holding your prayer letter in your hand, shout this again loud and clear. Any power hiding my key of breakthroughs concerning this problem. Can I hear you saying that? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now hold your paper close to your mouth. And you begin to prophesy like this. Say, today, this problem, you die. In the name of Jesus. Begin to prophesy upon it now. Begin to prophesy. Masekatenda ya boshendera bokonte. Deketela bokosete ya boshendera ba. Masekate ya boshende. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say, I declare by the power in the blood of Jesus that this affliction is dead. It will never rise again. I declare that I shall come forth with testimonies in this solution night. Say thank you, Jesus. Shout thank you, Jesus. Shout it again loud and clear. A loud amen. Keep that prayer letter in your hand. We're still going to collect it. We're going to collect it from everybody. But meanwhile, bring out your special offering for this service. Remember, if you are here seeking for financial breakthrough, start with an offering that has 7 at the front of it. That's right. After this offering, we'll pray our final prayers on the prayer letter. Then we shall collect the prayer letters from you. Then you go home rejoicing. A lot of serious transactions have taken place here today, but more will still take place before you leave this avenue. Father, we raise this special offering unto your hands. which has started with a number of perfection. Perfect everything that concerns your children. With this offering, the milk and honey of the land where you dwell in shall be deposited into your hands. Every power sitting on your breakthroughs shall be removed. And as a result of what you are doing now, your testimonies shall be unending. In the name of Jesus, shout a sevenfold amen. Now begin to prophesy on that offering. That with this offering, I break the backbone of poverty forever. I break the backbone of bad luck. Amen. Right there where you are, pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it to the glory of the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hold your prayer letter in your right hand and let your amen be dynamic now. Father, in the name of Jesus, after the order of Ezekiah, we raise our prayer letter to you. In this night of solution, let everything written in these papers, all written in the tablet of the heart, receive solution now. Now, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity that is inside anybody's body, hear the word of the Lord. That place where you are is not your habitation. I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that affliction will never rise again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right from the last person at the back, you hand your prayer letter over to the person at your front. That will pass to the person at the front. That will pass to the person at the front. Then the person by the altar here will drop it on the altar. Keep passing it forward. He's able. I'm able. He's able to deliver and to save. And to save. Able to deliver those who trust in Him. He is able. Jesus. All eyes closed. Now listen very carefully. When you get home tonight, just declare some time for praises and worship before you go to bed. To thank God for what He has done in your life here tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this now loud and clear before you go home. Say, affliction shall never rise again in my life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord blesses from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And as a result of tonight's meeting, your testimony shall explode. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.